Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting second. The center fielder, Felix Mackiewicz. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul O'Day. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, George Metkovich. Batting second. The second baseman, Ben Steiner. Batting third. The center fielder, Tom McBride. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jackie Tobin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Walters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Yank Terry. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Yank Terry. And now, play ball. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Steiner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mackiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackiewicz takes first base on ball four. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mackiewicz moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. Mackiewicz moves to third. O'Day moves to second. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ross. Johnson moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. O'Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Makovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Yank Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 0 for 1 in the game. Siri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1. And the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Steiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Steiner. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Meyer applying the tag. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride hits a fly ball into right field. O'Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 1 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Makovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Lake moves to second. Two outs. Yank Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Day hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreaux hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 0 for 2 in the game. Siri hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steiner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Steiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 2 in the game. McBride hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Makovich. McBride reaches second base with a double. Steiner moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Maksimovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Steiner scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-2 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-2 in the game. Tobin hits a fly ball into right field. O'Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-2 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Ferris pinch hits for Yank Terry. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walters moves to second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards third. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Judd now pitching. Felix Maksimovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maksimovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maksimovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Day bunts towards the mound. Judd fields it and throws to first for the out. Maksimovich moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maksimovich moves to third. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Seary strikes out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-3 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maksimovich scores. Boudreau scores. Hayes moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Vic Johnson now pitching. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Ross moves to third. It's 6-1, Indians. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-3 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Steiner hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mackievich. Steiner reaches second base with a double. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McBride hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steiner scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mackievich. Johnson reaches second base with a double. McBride goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3 Indians. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-3 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kleiman fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. Fox moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-4, Indians. Fred Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walters takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lazor pinch hits for Vic Johnson. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Walters moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. Skeeter Newsom pinch runs for Fred Walters. Steve Gromick now pitching. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Metkovich takes first base on ball 4. Newsom moves to third. Lazor moves to second. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Steiner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Newsom scores. Lazor scores. Metkovich moves to third. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Pete Senter now pitching. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Garbark now catching. Clem Houseman now pitching. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-4 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Mackievich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackievich is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mackievich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houseman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.